Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going on that series about Wicca. And today we're just going to pick right up basically where we left off yesterday. So let's just jump right in. We've looked at some ways that make witchcraft attractive to people. So why not? Why not sign up? You know what I'm saying? Why not sign on to this whole witchcraft thing? I mean, hey, pragmatically speaking, if it works, why not do it? Well, this is why, friends. Because it's sin. Okay? Because God has told us it is an abomination. The scripture I read you is by far not the only one about witchcraft. We will cover all of them before this series is over. And not only that, but we might even beat a few dead horses, because I'm good at that. It is an abomination to our God, and it will be judged. My stupidity is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I praise God for that. But if you're going into this, willingly, you're obviously turning your back on God, and it's going to be judged. And you can't help but notice the temporary nature of witchcraft. It lasts but a lifetime. Okay? That's all you get. That's all the fun you get. You can be an X-Men for a lifetime. And then guess what? You die. And the Horn God and the goddess Diane, or whoever you think these two deities are, we'll talk about them in the coming days, they cannot save. Did they create the heavens and the earth? Well, no. And we've talked about this before, like in the series, The Evidence for the Divine Inspiration of the Bible. The Bible attests to itself. We know it's the Word of God, and we know it's the truth because it attests to itself through powerful predictive prophecies. It contains archaeological descriptions of things that we can confirm through archaeology today. It has descriptions of scientific laws and properties that we didn't find out until recently. Things like there's paths or currents in the seas. That's just one example. There's tons of examples of understanding of science that the Jews wouldn't have had. It is an integrated message system, that Bible. It has things in there that prove that it is the Word of God. Now, does the witchcraft side of things have that kind of predictive power? No, they're vague. But you read things like Nostradamus, you read an astrology chart, you read it in the newspaper, and you can read any one of those descriptions of the different signs of the zodiac, and you could pretty much pin it on yourself. It's just about vague enough where you could be any one of those signs. Let's face it, guys. Through vague words, they're able to have some kind of a predictive ability. Now, Satan does have a certain measure of understanding of future events, and he will use that to his advantage, and there will be times when he will reveal that to his prophets, and they will come out looking pretty cool. And, well, the Bible even says in the Old Testament, I believe in Deuteronomy, we'll read that in the next couple days, that God allows that to happen from time to time. But again, God created the heavens and the earth. He has power over his creation. And as we progress through different series on evolution and creationism, you will see that it is obvious that the Bible describes the condition of the world, the geologic layers, the way the planet exists now better than science ever could. Once again, attesting to God created the heavens and the earth. He destroyed the earth at one point with a flood, and now here we are, and eventually someday he's going to destroy it by fire. And by the way, God's power and authority is supreme over witchcraft. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard stories of people actually praying and stopping the ability of different supernatural witchcraft type events. I've experienced this personally in my own life a few times, and I know trusted believers, people that I love dearly, who have had similar experiences. You can go on the internet and read story after story of just one Christian walking into a meeting and basically shutting down the abilities that these witches have, or the abilities that somebody using, well, some kind of ESP or witchcraft, it's all the same, they're able to stop it by simply calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, asking for God to remove their abilities. There's testimonies like Bill Schnibblin out on the internet, where he was part of a coven of witches. He was part of the Church of Satan. He had all kinds of strange abilities. And one day he got a check back from the bank because he had been giving money to the Church of Satan. And some bank teller wrote on the back of his check, "I will be praying for you in the name of Jesus." Oh, I love this. And he lost his abilities and he was unable to perform any kind of magical rites from that day forward. I love that. Check this out. In Acts chapter 13, verses 5 through 12, and we'll end with this. Here's an example from the Bible. This is about Paul. It says, "When they arrived in Salmis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer," for so his name is translated, "withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said," and I love this, because he's so seeker-sensitive and loving. He says, "Oh, fool of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now, indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Okay, I'll tell you what, friends. God is all-powerful. And let me tell you this. You who seek after witchcraft, it will not be you that have the power and the authority. You will be given power from not God, but from the other side. And it won't be your power. Okay, it's not. And likewise, us Christians, we don't in and of ourselves have this ability. But when we call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and we ask him for help and we say, "Lord, shut their mouths, foil their spells, you know, shut down what they are doing." Guys, if you are speaking to the Lord and you are begging him and you are praying in faith, something is going to happen. As long as you're praying within his will, something is going to happen. Our God is all powerful. He is in control, and he calls this stuff an abomination. So that's where I'm going to stop right there. I love you guys. In the next couple days, we're going to get into the nitty gritty. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts. What exactly do they believe? And I want you to understand it because, well, some of you out there, you downloaded this podcast because you want to know what in the world do those guys believe. Well, I'm going to give it to you, okay? And it's a little confusing. It's a little discombobulating. In fact, they don't even know what they believe. There are so many different versions of Wicca. So I'm going to give you a kind of a shotgun blast overview, kind of a this is generally what they believe. And then we'll kind of tool around and talk specifically about some different practices of different sects of them. Okay. So anyway, that is all for today. I would encourage you guys to come out to the website once in a while and say hi, check in and leave some comments. Let's get some discussions going. And also, you can hook up with me on Facebook. I'm not just saying this. I want to talk to you guys. I want to find out who you are, and I want to go back and forth with you. If you have any questions, I would love to answer them, and I am not the Bible answer man. I am just a guy who can find you the answers, okay? I don't have all the answers, but I know the different teachers who do. So it's all right. Contact me. And by the way, if you guys have some ideas on some studies you'd like to hear about in the future, by all means, let me know. I would love to get into that stuff. So anyway, with that, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.